Truth Revolution.
Here we are with a truth shot about Penn Jillette. Now, this is Penn Jillette from the Penn and Teller comedy magic duo. I got a lot of respect for this guy. He is a brilliant guy in a lot of respects. He says here, though, that the Bible is one of his six favorite books. Now, this is interesting, so I started reading the article. I'm reading it from the Christian Post, and he says, anyone who reads all of it, the Bible, will become an atheist. If you're considering becoming an atheist, read the Bible from cover to cover. No study guides, no spins, just read it. Sometime between when God tells Abraham to kill his son and when Jesus tells everyone to put him before their families, you'll be an atheist. Now, he's saying, I mean, if you just read the Bible itself without, you know, the spin of these people trying to, you know, figure out how to word all these things in weird ways and explain everything away, if you just read it for yourself, you'll be an atheist too because the Bible's so ridiculous. But I would propose that he is not really giving us a fair trial here. What he is saying is that you should read this devoid of the context, devoid of understanding, devoid of, he said study guides, but I'm really saying devoid of anything that can help you understand it further. Now, let's just say someone were to watch his magic show, devoid of anyone explaining what it was. They could walk away believing in magic. Is magic real? No. You can believe all sorts of crazy things if you don't know the context, if you don't have someone explain it to you, if you don't understand the types and shadows in the Bible, you're not going to understand why God would do this thing with Abraham. You're not going to understand the slavery references if you don't know the geographical, historical, social context. There's all sorts of information here that you can't read the Bible, just devoid of its context, devoid of its meaning, devoid of the types and shadows. That's why it's so important to read it the proper way, just like you'd read any book the proper way. TruthRevolution.tv, you gotta read the Bible the right way.